Because I think that burnout can feel like a mystery to a lot of people. Like, oh, I'm so afraid of burning out and I don't want to burn out. And it almost feels like when you do get burned out, it's such a surprise. But there are very specific things that lead to burnout. And if you know what those specific things are, then you can start to create changes to avoid those things and therefore avoid burnout. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today, I'm going to share with you a quick but very potent episode about three reasons that you may have burnout. If you are new to the show, I am a coach and I have several life-changing courses. You can find all of those at thetransformationschool.com. And also be sure to check out the show notes below. I have a free course for you that you can check out after you listen to this episode. Without further ado, let's dive on in. So right now I am enrolling people in my most popular course called Your Life's Work. And as I've been interviewing people for this course, I've been having a lot of conversations about burnout. And interestingly, it's come up with some other students of mine as well around a fear of experiencing burnout again. So in lieu of all these conversations I'm having, I wanted to do a little episode on burnout because I think that burnout can feel like a mystery to a lot of people. Like, oh, I'm so afraid of burning out and I don't want to burn out. And it almost feels like when you do get burned out, it's such a surprise. But there are very specific things that lead to burnout. And if you know what those specific things are, then you can start to create changes to avoid those things and therefore avoid burnout. So that's what I want to share with you in this episode. I want to share with you three reasons you have burnout. Now, there are more than three. There are really several reasons, several behaviors or things that we do that can lead to burnout. But I'm going to cover just these three today. And by the way, before I forget, if you want more of this, more information on burnout and overwhelm and decreasing anxiety at work and loving your job more, I have a free class that you can attend. All you have to do to get signed up is look in the show notes. There is a link to this free class. Click the link, get signed up, and you can attend this free class of mine so you can learn so much more. And if you want to hear more about my big program, which is 10 months long, to really, really, really make some deep, profound changes in your career so that you can start loving your career again, then you can check out my course, Your Life's Work. And a link to that is below in the show notes as well. You can find all of this at thetransformationschool.com. So let's talk about these three reasons that you have burnout. Reason number one, you're overfunctioning because you think that you have to. We have so many ideas in our head about what we are supposed to be doing, how we are supposed to be running our business, how we are supposed to be working, how we are supposed to even be showing up for like friends and family members. And it is all of these supposed to's that will lead to our burnout. Because we, in a big way, have often been misinformed. We think that it's us that is supposed to be doing all these things. And because of that, we don't see alternative ways of doing things in our life and career. We've essentially taken on too much. And this is why I use the term overfunctioning. Now, this is common in both men and women, but I would say it's more common in women. For some reason, women from a young age get saddled with the notion that it is their job to caretake everyone. And so, again, I see this in both men and women, but especially women go through their lives feeling like they have to do it all. And then you think about working women, once they have children, they think that they, again, have to do it all, have to juggle it all. They have to be like the perfect mom. They also have to be the perfect boss or the perfect employee or whatever it may be. And so because of these ideas about all the things that we have to be, we begin overfunctioning. And yet we don't know. We don't know that we're overfunctioning. And that's the key. Like, this is the key that I want you to take home with reason number one. After working with so many clients specifically in their career, across the board, pretty much none of them realize when they're overfunctioning. So you may be hearing this and you may be thinking, maybe you know in certain ways that you do overfunction, but I guarantee you there are other ways that you are overfunctioning that you don't even know that you're overfunctioning. That you are certain in your mind that you have to be doing these things when in fact you don't have to be doing them. Now, there's a whole lot of ways and techniques to start offloading these things and to discern which things you really have to be doing and the things that you don't have to be doing. And we go into all of that in my courses. So again, if you're interested, you can look into my course, Your Life's Work, because it's a process. But to just start cueing yourself into reason number one of burnout, you're overfunctioning because you think that you have to. Now, this can also be due to codependency. This can be due to feeling like you owe everyone everything all the time, and it's up to you to save everyone and everything all the time. And that is a codependent behavior. So I have so many episodes on codependency. In fact, I have a very recent one of 3 signs that you may have codependent behavior. If you feel like you overfunction and you're sort of taking it upon yourself to do all the things all the time, definitely check out the most recent episode on that. I think that's episode 117. But codependency will for sure lead to burnout. I mean, even if you love your job, codependency can still lead to burnout in your life. Hands down. Because codependency is a subset of behaviors that causes you to overfunction and to think that you have to overfunction in order to be a good person and in order to be loved. When it comes to overfunctioning, there's a million ways we can be overfunctioning. We can be overfunctioning in our personal relationship dynamics. We can be overfunctioning in our home, just thinking like we're the ones that have to do all the things and we can't ask for help. We can certainly be overfunctioning at work, showing up above and beyond what people are even asking for, or not delegating, or thinking that, oh, I have to work 5 days instead of 4, or just all the ways. There's a litany of ways that you might be overfunctioning, but for sure, this is one of the biggest causes of burnout. So reason number one, again, for burnout is you're overfunctioning because you think you have to. Anytime you think I have to do this or I should do this, question that behavior. Reason number two that you have burnout is you're doing things that drain your energy instead of lighting you up. So this is something that I go into so in depth in my course, Your Life's Work, because it is a key aspect of creating a job that you love, is ushering out the things that you don't like to do and doing more of the things that you absolutely love to do. And also there's a whole process of discovery when it comes to that, right? Because a lot of people don't even know what it is that they love to do, even within their current job. But if you are doing things, activities that actually drain your energy or make you tired, that is going to lead to burnout over time. So this is a very actually easy question. Like you can even be thinking about this as you go through your day. And also, again, this translates into home life as well. If there's a lot of things that you're doing at home that are really, really draining your energy and creating exhaustion, that is going to lead to burnout also. So anything that you do in your life, just ask yourself, did that give me energy or did that drain my energy? Whatever you're doing that is draining your energy is contributing to burnout. Versus doing things in your life that actually give you energy, that actually light you up, that actually make you feel excited and alive. It is possible to transform our life and do more of the things that we love and less of the things that we don't. Again, though, that is a process. So reason number two you have burnout is you're doing things that drain your energy instead of lighting you up. And reason number three that you have burnout is you don't value or you aren't valuing flow, fun, childlike, playful energy, or self-care. So I think a lot of us, because self-care and just mental health has become more prevalent since COVID, maybe you think about, oh yeah, okay, like I need to take care of myself. I need to go have a bath, blah, blah, blah. But the question really to ask yourself is, do you value it? Because if you aren't doing it, that means you don't value it. In our life, we make time for things that we value, hands down. So if you value working because you think that is what makes you a good person and if you value taking care of your kids, if you et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you're going to make time for the things that you value. So the things that you're not making time for in your life right now, that's easy. You're not making time for them because you don't value them. So if you are not having fun, if you are not essentially like playing like you would if you were a child, if you aren't taking time out for just yourself or for self-care, the reason you're not doing that is because you don't value it. You at the very least don't value it as much as the other things that you're doing in your life. So you're not alive just to work. And you're certainly not alive to work at a job that doesn't light you up. And this is why I have my program, Your Life's Work, actually, because when you get into your life's work, you actually do work in the world. It doesn't feel like work. It actually lights you up. So like my work actually energizes me. And so when you love your work and it actually gives you energy, it doesn't feel like work and you actually have fun doing it. And in that case, I actually need, in a way, like less balance with childlike playful energy and flow and fun because I'm actually getting those in my job, right? So I still go out and I have fun and I do things outside of my quote work, but because a lot of my work actually is that energy, actually does light me up, it actually is fun, I need less of that balance. So if work for you drains your energy, then you are going to need more of the balance of flow and fun and childlike playful energy and self-care. Like you're just going to need more of that. And so then the question becomes like, do you value that? Because if you don't value that and your job isn't lighting you up, it's actually draining your energy a lot of the time, then it's way more quickly going to lead to burnout. So if your job doesn't light you up, first of all, you should definitely take my course, Your Life's Work. But second of all, you need way more play and fun outside of work. And if you don't value it, it's going to be a problem. So we can shift our values. And of course, the way you would do that with this is you would start to learn how to have more fun. And not to beat a dead horse here, but again, that is something we go into in Your Life's Work and you really learn how to do in Your Life's Work is you learn how to have fun again and how to start to value that. So let's recap these three reasons that you have burnout. Reason number one is you're over-functioning because you think that you have to. And again, this can be partially, if not entirely, due to codependency and codependent behaviors. Reason number two is you're doing things that drain your energy instead of lighting you up. And reason number three is you aren't valuing flow, fun, childlike, playful energy, or self-care. Again, burnout doesn't have to be this confusing thing that just happens suddenly because before I landed in my current career and cultivated a career that I absolutely loved, I went through so many cycles of burnout again and again and again. And every time it felt like such a mystery to me. I was like so surprised when I would suddenly be completely burned out. And then when I was burned out, it took me so long to recover and recuperate. So then I would find myself constantly bracing and being like, oh my God, I don't want to experience burnout again. And I don't know what to do. I don't know how to not, you know, be burned out again. And now, after learning so much about this and helping so many people with burnout themselves, I know that it is not actually this confusing thing that just suddenly happens. There are very specific things that lead to burnout. So if you can take, at the very least, these three things today and really evaluate your life and consider, where am I actively participating in these three behaviors? Where am I overfunctioning because I think I have to? Where am I doing things that are draining my energy instead of lighting me up? And where and why am I not valuing flow, fun, childlike, playful energy, or self-care? Then you can really start to change that and hopefully avoid another big burnout. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you know people that struggle with burnout or are experiencing burnout right now, be sure to pass this episode along to them. Seriously, this episode would have helped me so much 10 years ago when I kept going through cycle after cycle after cycle of burnout. If you like the episode, take a minute to please give me a 5-star review wherever you are listening, and don't forget to follow and subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time.